Bishop Kenneth Richards, Bishop of St. John's Bastyr, which comprises nine islands: Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts Nevis, Anguilla, Montserrat, and the British Virgin Islands.
Why did you decide to come from your Caribbean paradise to a rainy, cold island in June?
Well, the Eucharistic Congress is a very important part of the life of the church. And the Eucharist is integral to the life of a priest and a bishop. I have very special devotion for the Eucharist. And I thought it would be important to partake with the church in contemplating the great mystery of this great gift that the Lord has given to us. And that sustains the life of the church and sustains our faith.
How many pilgrims have come with you?
I'm in a group of 33 persons. And actually, there are two other dioceses that are present here also. That's from the Antilles Episcopal Conference. We have the Diocese of Nassau, Bahamas. They have about 22 persons here. And the Bishop of Hamilton, Bermuda, as a contingent here also. Yes, so we have a big group from the Caribbean.
Caribbean culture is very different, of course, to the European culture and to the Irish culture. But are there actually any points in common? In other words, we speak about the Eucharist creating communion within the church, local and universal. Is this impossible? Is this difficult? Is it possible? Do we need to work more on it?
It is possible, and it was a prayer of Jesus Christ. You know, may they be one, as you, Father, and I are one. And that was a prayer of Jesus. And so this is something that we need to recognize, that we must allow to start finding expression in our life as church. And as bishops, we have the responsibility of creating that communion by helping persons understand the mystery of this gift that God has given to us, and for them to interpret it so that as they partake of the body and blood of Christ, to recognize that as Jesus draws them into himself and they partake in his life, to recognize that they do not do that as individual but as community. And so they recognize their brothers and sisters who are in communion in Jesus Christ with them.